This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour. It's, what is today, Wednesday, right? All day long?
Lots of chat.
Wednesday, September the 29th. That's the voice of Jennifer Horn. My voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen. You'll hear the voice of Victoria Keelan in this half hour, and Jay Kirshner as well, to present clarity. If you have problems you're trying to solve, we are here to present clarity as we discuss the issues of the day, the problems, things that people are dealing with. So, before you try to solve any problem whatsoever, send a note to Jay on social media. How do I fix this? So we'll go to one of our experts, like, how do I make my dog not pee on the rug? Well, we'll send that to Warren Eckstein, right? How do I go about my exercise program? We can send that to one of the doctors that's associated with the DGV program. How do I fix my gutter on my house? We can give that to Tom Kreitler. So we're all here, and if they don't give you the good advice, I always have a solution to every problem. So all you have to do is ask me. Right, ladies, don't I solve all of your problems?
Absolutely do.
Yes.
And if not, we make something up.
Yes, correct. All right. So, Jennifer, the Capital Gazette gunman is going to find himself in jail, not for one lifetime, not for two, not for three, not for four, but five life sentences without parole. I find
when you
that
killed
to be...
that many people, that's what happens.
And you show zero remorse, and clearly you're a psychopath, then this is what happens.
Right. He didn't talk in court. Good. Get rid of him. Good riddance. All right. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, say that again, Doug. Chairman, wait a minute. There it is. Okay. The Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Milley has some explaining to do as their people are trying to figure out what he actually told Bob Woodward is what he said, what was printed in the book. So he was grilled by whom, Jennifer? Who's after him to get him to fess up?
Well, he, along with Lloyd Austin and General McKenzie, testified on Capitol Hill yesterday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. And it was supposed to be about Afghanistan and our withdrawal from Afghanistan. But the story broke about a week or so ago. Bob Woodward has this new book out called Peril. And in the book, it was revealed by Bob Woodward that General Milley had called his counterpart in China when President Trump was president and said, hey, you know, don't worry about this guy. If he gets off the rails or if he threatens you in any way, we'll make sure to take care of it or give you a heads up. And he also had another conversation with Nancy Pelosi about, you know, Trump bought, like, nuking China or I don't know, just some ridiculousness. And so that was also a topic of conversation, although it was addressed early on. He actually addressed it in his opening remarks and talked about what he did, his side of it. He was asked a few questions about it and acknowledged that he did sit down with Bob Woodward to talk about his time for the book, because people didn't know if Bob Woodward was making it up or where, if it was anonymous source that gave him this, or if it
Bob
was Milley
Woodward
himself.
Make something up. Come on, Jennifer, please.
So Milley acknowledges that he sat down with them, which doesn't look great for a general because they're not supposed to really be doing stuff like that, but he acknowledged under oath that he did. But really, primarily, the whole day was spent talking about Afghanistan, how Biden made the decision to get out in the way he did. It was interesting because a lot of people will say, well, Trump wanted to get out of Afghanistan, too. And so there was some questions about that to all three of these guys. And one of the questions was, well, didn't Trump have the same plan, essentially, or did Biden follow the Trump plan? And Trump wanted to withdraw on the 15th of January of last year and was told by his generals that that wasn't a good idea, that it was too unstable for him to do that, which is why he delayed. They delayed to May, then he delayed again, and still hadn't withdrawn from Afghanistan. Biden comes along and says the withdrawal is happening and it's going. And so the question was, well, had any of the conditions that President Trump was waiting for been met? And they said, no, the situation was exactly the same from when Trump was president to when Biden was president. Nothing had changed, but Biden went in and made the decision to take us out anyway. It was also revealed that the generals told him that without keeping 2,500 people on the ground, that they couldn't secure our evacuation. Biden told George Stephanopoulos in an interview that no general had warned him not to just get out in the way that he did. So there was a lot of
so
lies.
Who do you believe? Do you believe Biden or do you believe the generals?
Well, here's why I tend to believe the generals. There are three of them, and all of them corroborated the same story and answered the questions in the same way. And none of them seemed super excited to run forward with that information, by the way. It took a few hours. I watched most of this testimony yesterday. It took a few hours for them to drill down to get them all to answer the question that they had given him the advice not to leave without at least having
2,500
troops.
Okay, so what does Congress do with this information now?
Well, right now it's Democrat-led. They're not going to do anything with it. But certainly if this was a Trump story, they would be impeaching him. Right, I would imagine. Or they'd be trying to figure out who gave Biden the advice to do it. Many people think that Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett are surrounding him right now and giving him bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
speaking of Trump, he has lost his effort to enforce a NDA against Omarosa. So what is that? Does that mean
Omarosa.
The book comes out? What?
Yeah, Omarosa, I guess, is allowed to, yeah. But, like, I mean, it's kind of funny because it's like, well, what do you think happens when you hire a reality wannabe star? Yeah. Like,
I told you guys my experience at the White House with her.
She was fangirling. Yeah.
She was fangirling over him. There he is, and pointing and taking pictures and video when he came out into the door. And that he is President Trump. I mean, it was really weird. It was very strange.
Speaking
I thought to myself
weird.
At that point, why is she here? Like,
yeah.
It just didn't make any sense.
But Mike, wasn't she on that show with him?
Yeah. The reason she got the job is because during the campaign, as many people do, right? If you were in the campaign, you usually get hired on. And she was running one of the people who ran his black coalition. And so she ended up getting hired. And I don't know. Sebastian Corr. I don't know what she was doing.
No one
like,
knew.
Low-level kind of administrative outreach kind of deal thing at the White House. But my friend Sebastian Gorka will tell you about how she would follow him around in the hallways and say, Sebastian Gorka. Like he said, she would like follow him around and say his name.
Well, that's how he says his name.
I know. Well, that's how he talks. But how funny is it that she would walk around imitating
Sebastian Gorka.
Yeah, imitating him.
So Mike Pompeo was on with Glenn Beck yesterday. And they were talking about Julian Assange. And apparently Pompeo was moderately, not offended, but he was on the offensive because of the Trump people discussing kidnapping Julian Assange. So did you or didn't you is the question that Glenn Beck asked him, and he didn't give him an answer. At least as far as I can see, he said, I don't apologize for us. We were trying to get the guy. He's a bad guy.
They said they wanted to kidnap him?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a report that came out.
To get him into custody.
Yeah, either kidnap him or assassinate him. And then apparently they were just, Mike Pompeo was just like obsessed with getting Julian Assange. So I don't know, it didn't work. The Justice Department had stepped in and said, okay, no, you can't kill him and you can't abduct him. And he was at the London area embassy of the Ecuador. It's the Ecuadorian embassy. And so, it would have been very tricky. And apparently
frustrating that must be? If there's someone you really want, you know exactly
sitting
where
right
they
there.
Are.
Well, Pamela Anderson got in. I don't know why the government couldn't have.
A little different, I think.
Didn't have her assets. Okay, so I have talked before about the National Guard being brought into Framingham to drive school buses because I can't find enough men and women to drive school buses for any number of reasons. Apparently, the National Guard is going to be used in New York, but for something different, Jennifer, to replace healthcare workers. How's this going to work? Driving a school bus doesn't require that much, but if you're a healthcare worker.
But being a nurse does. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
I would have thought.
It's so ridiculous. A bunch of people are losing their jobs this week after serving during the pandemic because they don't want to get the vaccine, and so they're getting fired. And I don't know. And they're being told that they're not getting fired, that they are resigning.
Furlough.
And well, not even furlough. They're not getting paid, but it's a forced resignation so that they can't get benefits. They can't get anything because they won't get the vaccine, even though they want to work.
Mm-hmm. It's becoming a big problem. As I think I said yesterday, the airlines are having a big to-do. Most
United
of the pilots.
United's getting sued now. United's getting sued for the forced vaccines. The police department, I know our police department in L.A. it's a disaster. People are threatening to just walk off the job because of the mandates. I know that that's the same for a lot of police departments across the country. But it seems like police, fire, hospital workers, and airline workers are pretty upset about all of this stuff.
Well, but what does that do to the system? For example, as you look ahead, I was making plans. I'm actually going to come to L.A., I think, for Thanksgiving. I don't usually like to travel on Thanksgiving, but my son's wife's going to have a baby probably right around that time, so I want to be there. And looking at the flight offerings, right now they offer 4 flights a day between Boston and L.A., and on Thanksgiving Day there's 1. I think the anticipation is that they're not going to have people to fly the planes. And so what the heck is that going to do? What is all of this going to do? Back again to what I said last week about the police and how many police don't want to have anything to do with getting. In Massachusetts alone, 600 state troopers said, we're done.
And a lot of them have already had COVID, and so they have antibodies. So I don't know why
but
they're
the antibody thing is not, I mean, even the best case scenario of antibodies lasting has only been a few months. So
not true. My dad still has them, and it's been well over a year. It was a year in July.
I don't know. I know a lot of people who had COVID and then got tested and did not have nearly.
I know
the
a lot of people who.
Antibodies
I know a lot of people
needed,
who
so got
the vaccine. A lot of people that got the vaccine that don't have antibodies. Natural immunity is better. And if these people are testing for it and they have it, they shouldn't be forced into anything. That's why I keep saying people with the vaccine should be forced to take antibody tests as well, if we really care, because people with the vaccine are passing it around all day long. And, you know, yeah, maybe they're not going to get as sick. They're still passing it around. So unless we're really serious about seeing who, if we want to really get rid of this, you're not going to do that until you test people's antibodies, whether they're getting them from the vaccine or they're getting them naturally. That's the only way to prevent the spread. Everything else is just stupid.
Oh, this gives me a headache.
The negative proof of negative COVID test is way more important than proof of vaccine.
Yeah. All right.
I would agree with
it
that.
It gives me a headache. Give me one of those gummies, will you please, Victoria? 18 past the hour. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Defender of truth, justice, and the American way, Jay Kirshner is here with us with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen on the DJV program, Social Media. And yet another story about Britney Spears, and that seems appropriate because there is so much floating around everywhere about Ms. Spears. So we'll get to that right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's get to the Britney Spears story of the day, shall we, Jay? Involving a shrink in L.A. named Dr. Charles Sophie, who has much to say about the condition of Ms. Spears. So what's the scoop?
Yes, so Dr. Sophie revealed that about 8 or 10 months ago, someone from Britney's team approached him and asked him to come evaluate her and her medication. He turned it down because he felt like it was just more of a power struggle over the conservatorship, even though he did still kind of look into things and said if she was being excessively pumped full of drugs to the point where she just wasn't lucid at times, as has been reported, then that just really creates this vicious cycle. And he even suggested that there should be an end to the conservatorship. But one string attached in Britney's situation that she check in with the court from time to time just to make sure she is taking her medication and she's being prescribed properly, not being almost forcibly
but
sedated.
But, you know, how many people every single day manage their own medications without having to report to a court?
To the court.
You know, I just feel like if they're going to end the conservatorship, then give her back her entire freedom. Because there are so many people who have bipolar who refuse medication completely and no one does anything about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Celebrities. There's Kanye West. There's Halsey. There's Demi Lovato, who have been open about
Kanye goes
with bipolar disorder.
I mean, yeah, Kanye has put it on blast everywhere that he refuses to take his bipolar meds because he doesn't like how it hinders his creativity. No one's telling him he needs to report to court for tests. I don't know.
Sophie,
I thought that was. I disagreed with this statement completely.
Sophie is a grandstander. I happen to know him because my son worked for him. And he's not, you know, this would be a way for him to keep in the public eye, for him to, if he's the one, his suggestion is that if they check in with the court, well, it has to be a court-appointed shrink in order to make, you know, that's how it works. So
yeah.
I would bet he was sort of looking for that job. All right, what's up
so
with...
so big about the Britney Spears conservatorship situation is it goes further than Britney Spears. It's about conservatorships in general and people who are fighting to live their own life and having people who are like trying to take things from them. Not everybody in a conservatorship is as wealthy as Britney Spears.
Right.
And having people pretty much treating them like a cash cow. But there is a larger conversation going on about conservatorships in general.
So... how is it that Ted Cruz thinks it's important for him to weigh in on this? I could care less.
Matt Gaetz went there and wanted to weigh in, too. Everybody wants a piece of this.
Yes, everyone wants to be a part of it. They all want a piece of me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a Britney Spears song for those that don't know. But Ted Cruz's stance is being called ironic and hypocritical because he's saying if those allegations of the whole IUD, Britney being forced to have an IUD to prevent having a baby, are true, that's not okay. A woman should be able to make her own choices, but he's also a supporter of Texas's anti-abortion laws. So
thanks, Ted Cruz. Once again, you're a POS.
When you want to lose, vote for Cruz. 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With Republicans and Democrats not seeing eye to eye on President Biden's massive spending program, President Biden canceled a Wednesday trip to Chicago so he could talk to Democrats on the fence with the issue. As the country is poised to default on our loans if the debt ceiling is not raised this week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Tuesday.
It is imperative that Congress address the debt limit. If not, our current estimate is that Treasury will likely exhaust its extraordinary measures by October 18th. At that point, we expect Treasury would be left with very limited resources that would be depleted quickly. America would default for the first time in history. The full faith and credit of the United States would be impaired, and our country would likely face a financial crisis an economic recession as a result.
We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With all the partisan politics in Washington, D.C., how are things going to be settled? How about a congressional baseball game? The Democrats versus the Republicans baseball game will face off tonight on the Washington Nationals home field. Republican Congressman Roger Williams from Texas tells Fox News it's all about the fundamentals as they raise money for charity. That and Republicans need to start winning these games.
That's not true. We won, I think, 3 years ago. Congressman Rooney hit a line shot down the right field line in the bottom of the ninth, and we won it. But we need to win more, and we're going to start tonight by winning more. I can look back, I can look at them, and I can see 40 or 50 years ago how good an athlete they were. They move a little slower, a little stiffer. But it's a big game, and everybody's excited. Baseball's a big deal to me. I played at TCU and then played in the Atlanta Braves organization and have owned baseball teams and so forth. So football's a big part of my life.
Politics will always be a part of the congressional world, as Representative Williams talks about the massive spending bills facing Washington.
Well, I don't know. I hope it doesn't pass. It's probably the worst legislation we've seen. It just is not good for our country. It's not good for business, and it's just not good for the direction we want to take it. Well, I think we're going to throw strikes.
Yeah.
We're going to keep the ball in front of us. We're going to hit the cutoff man. We're going to put the ball in play, and if we do all that, we're going to win.
The first congressional baseball game was played in 1909. Storms on the planet Jupiter can last for years, even centuries. NASA reported this week the Great Red Spot has increased wind speed 8% over the last 11 years. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Posting all over the place, as the DJV program, social media, Twitter, at DJV Show, at Doug Steffen, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Jay Kirshner, facebook.com/DJV Show. That's where I get, the old timers. I like to use Facebook, so that's where I get my, some of my input. Somebody sent me this about Border Patrol agents, ladies. Victoria's here, Jay's here. The ruling is they have to be fully vaccinated by November or they'll be fired. But the people that they are having to supervise are not, and many of them, are, 20-30% of them are COVID positive when they come into the country. So how does this square? Make any sense? I don't have a problem with the Border Patrol agents getting vaccinated, but how do we deal with the people coming in here?
Yeah, well, that's the question.
Isn't that the question? Yeah. It seems it's...
I think at this point, in most states, in states that got hit early with COVID, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, California, Washington, Oregon, those early states then went through a really bad, Delta peak, but that seems to actually have peaked now. I think we're on our way down. Yes. We're on the other side of the mountain,
it is.
Thankfully.
Yeah, we are with Delta. Yep, everywhere.
But the problem,
California
though,
especially.
Yeah, but the problem, though, is Delta is still raging down in the south. So, and that is a problem because, you know, people come in through the border. Maybe they don't have Delta. Maybe they don't have COVID at all when they come in. But if they're not vaccinated, then, you know, they can easily pick it up and then spread it. And then that just kind of creates another layer of the problem.
A question has been raised about whether we feel as a country, and it isn't just the southern border, but I guess maybe because it's the Afghanistani thing is on our mind, and all these Afghan refugees that are settling into where, you know, going all over the place. So if they came, if there were a bunch of them that came to where you live in New Jersey, Victoria, mm-hmm. or Jay, where you live down in Nashville, do you think they'd be welcome? Would you feel like these people would be welcome settling in your community?
Or I don't see why not. I mean,
yeah,
so
I would
many,
like to think so.
Yeah, so many major corporations have already said, you know, when you look at Amazon and Walmart and massive corporations that need thousands, I mean, and like 100,000 employees for seasonal work, and they've offered to train and hire these refugees, which then, by definition, makes them no longer refugees. They're employed, they're paying into the tax system, they're making money, they're supporting themselves, they're not on the government dime. I think that anybody with any semblance of an open mind and a smart business sense would say, yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, there are a lot of reasons to say yes, and I guess there's some reason to say no.
I mean, obviously thoroughly vetted, clearly, right?
Yeah.
We all have to kind of have a baseline of, you know, we're
and
not.
And that's the problem. There are a
hire.
Whole bunch of people that came from Afghanistan. Nobody knows who they are and maybe where they've gone even. But that could be said for people coming in from, you know, there's certainly people from China that are coming in here that aren't our friends that are moving in here to be spies for the Chinese government. Yeah, there are plenty of Chinese people that have been here, lived here, like the rest of the folks in America. We were a melting pot. I think we're now more of a mosaic. I say that with regularity because I think we are. But yet we accept and encourage more people if they can contribute. If we have, you know, there was a while, I think it was during Bush's, right? It was after the September 11th. When a lot of students that were here from Middle Eastern countries, from Asian countries, who would normally have stayed here, they would have applied for a green card or citizenship and gone through the program, but they weren't allowed to stay, and there was no really good reason for it. It was kind of the same thinking as lock up all the Japs before World War II, you know, that kind of stuff. And so what have we lost, especially given the fact, and this is something good, the population explosion seems to have ended, and so now we're not even keeping up with the needs for people to fill jobs. And that's the argument that a lot of people have for letting more folks in. I don't know whether it works or it doesn't work. I think skilled people who have things going for them that would make them a good citizen, enhance our move our country ahead, then those people ought to be welcomed and encouraged to come because they help us. But not people who are going to come here like all the Somalians who live up in Lewiston, Maine, that do nothing but just suck off the public teeth. Bingo. So I think that's where you got it. There's no yes or no answer to this. Are they welcome? Yeah, if they can do something that's good and help themselves and others at the same time. But not they're not welcome if they're going to be troublemakers and not contribute. So how do you find that out? That's the biggest challenge, isn't it? Seems to me it is. Anyway,
well, I mean, that's with everybody, right? I mean, that's every developed nation taking in refugees or people seeking asylum. I mean, we share
tough.
That dilemma with everyone.
Yep.
You know,
we
it's
do.
Not just an American problem.
Yeah. All right. I was in a restaurant last night. I saw this sign. Welcome. I took a picture, snapshot of it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
A bartender or server will seat you shortly. We appreciate your patience. If you're out of patience, feel free to fill out an application.
Right. There you go.
Huh?
A lot of people are, look, we go to a lot of restaurants, and a lot of people, just are very demanding. Oh, well, the food took forever and this and, you know, when we were up in Boston, friends of ours, a friend of mine, works one night a week as a bartender in a restaurant in Little Italy, and it was phenomenal food. I mean, absolutely phenomenal.
Great Italian restaurants.
Way better than anything you'll ever get in Little Italy in New York. I mean, that's a tourist trap. Don't even go there. I mean, this food was incredible. And it took a long time to come out. But, you know, I said to my friend afterwards, I said, that meal was amazing. And she said, if you could please write a positive review for us, that would be great. And I said, yeah, of course. And she said, we're getting so many negative reviews, and everyone loves the food, but they're complaining how long it takes. And she's like, because we're short-staffed. And so many businesses are getting really negative reviews, and it's not their fault. So, yeah, be a little patient, everybody. Have a little class, you know, when you fly, when you go to restaurants, let's elevate, you know, like, let's stop with the nonsense.
It seems like so many people are so quick to pull that trigger of, I have complaints, so I'm going to post them on Yelp, rather than, hey, let's let people know that things are going great. We have a friend who is a server in Dallas, and they're short-staffed, so if you're dining in, it's going to take a while, and they let people know when they come in, hey, we're running slow, we're short-staffed, it's going to take a while. If you're in a hurry, I can put in a to-go order for you. So they're giving that option as well.
Right.
All right, speaking of that, Jay, you're the expert here. When is the best time of day to tweet? Is there a time when social media in general, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, where you're going to get more coverage or more attention than other times of the day?
Yeah, downtimes when people are doing other stuff. So lunchtime's a good time. Early in the morning when people first wake up, they're more inclined to grab their phones and look at social media before they even get out of bed. In the evenings, whenever there's that kind of lull between not really doing much, weekdays are better than weekends.
Are they? Okay. I just thought that. Wondered whether anybody studied that, and obviously they have. Let's have some Billie Eilish music, please, Phil, so we can talk about a couple of things, including her being, at 19, the youngest person to ever record the theme to a James Bond movie. This is the theme for No Time to Die. Crank it up for a second here. Certainly sounds like a James Bond theme, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
This is perfect for it.
So now
it has to be a little bit haunting, right?
Yeah, it is.
Like Adele had that.
Oh,
like
Adele's
have to have a little bit of a
haunting.
Yeah,
that is right. That's exactly the word for it. So now I see Billie Eilish is involved in some other stuff, like a couple of different Air Jordan designs with Nike, which will be 100% vegan. So she's promoting them. Is that it, or are they called
the
Eilish?
Yeah, she helped design them. She collaborated with Nike. She is a very staunch animal rights activist and vegan. Yeah. And so a lot more companies are looking into vegan shoes because, you know, it's...
What is
a
vegan shoe? Is it made out of vegetables?
No. It would. Yes. She's wearing cabbages on her feet. Yeah, you know, synthetic recycled materials. Yeah, but the nice thing here, though, is that it's synthetic recycled ocean plastic is a thing that Adidas does really well. I have a couple pairs of those shoes, and it's amazing how they take ocean plastic and they turn it into a fabric that can be woven. It's really amazing. And so Nike, I think her shoes are going to be 20% made from recycled materials, something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
They're going to sell out in 2 seconds anyway, so I would say don't even bother trying to buy them because they'll
back
be on
eBay
immediately.
No Time to Die. The premiere was held in London yesterday, and Kate Middleton apparently stole the show.
Oh, she was beautiful.
What was she wearing that
she was
got everybody...
wearing this gorgeous gold gown, and she had her hair back and big earrings. She looked really stunning.
She was a Hollywood starlet. She was the Hollywood starlet of the night, for sure.
Was she? And who else was there? Everybody in...
Charles and Camilla, Prince William obviously was there with her, all the stars of Bond. Some of the stars from the Bohemian Rhapsody movie were there, too. So it was an interesting mix of a lot of people. But I think it's going to be a good movie. Everyone seems it's got good buzz.
It'll do great. Yep. That old stiff Charles and his wife Camilla. The two of them together, it's just I'm looking at the pictures from...
I know, right? I don't think I've ever heard Camilla's voice yet.
Yeah.
Have you? I have no idea what
heavy.
The woman
it's
sounds
very,
like.
She's a big smoker and it's very heavy.
Oh, okay.
That's very, kind of like that low raspy.
Heavy. Yeah.
Not right. In a good way.
Yeah. No. Not in a good way. There's nothing about her that comes off.
There are two shows that are mock shows of the royal family. One's called The Windsors, which is hilarious, and another one that's new on HBO Max. It's a cartoon called The Prince, and it focuses on little Prince George. And yep. In both of them, Camilla is the villain. And in one of them, in the animated one on HBO Max, Camilla doesn't even speak, and Charles is just constantly trying to, like, you know, pump her up to the queen, and the queen is hilarious and short
queen
tempered.
Has no use for her at all.
Doesn't None. Sound like it.
Zero. All right, DJV time 46 after the hour. Reminder about how to get healthy, stay healthy, be healthy by losing that weight. Hit your goals and do it the right way with Calitrin, because you don't want to necessarily do more harm to your body. It is harmful to be overweight, no question about that. But then how you lose the weight can be harmful as well. If you go on a drug diet, you're doing a crash thing, you take all kinds of stimulants that even, you know, the caffeine stuff that you just makes you all. So, you want me to repeat that? It makes you crazy. So let's not go crazy, but let's lose the weight, and more importantly, let's keep it off with the all-natural approach, Calitrin, weight loss formula that so many millions of people here in our country and around the world have taken for the last 25 years to lose the weight safely, and more importantly, to keep it off. Check it all out on their website, toploss.com. If you use the DJV code when you check out, and why wouldn't you? The early fall pricing gives you $10 off every single bottle, and you get a 90-day money-back guarantee. Lose the weight. Keep it off the natural way. Help yourself to Calitrin at toploss.com, and make sure you use the DJV code when you check out.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Pretty smart, that Chuck Curry. He's here with us. Movie Moments upon us. Well, video. Maybe we shouldn't call it Movie Moments. Maybe we should call it something else because it's a broader spectrum. It isn't just movies. About television, things you can watch on the various streaming services. It's become so expansive. My son tells me there are 500 television programs and movies currently in production in Los Angeles County. So there's a heck of a demand. No wonder the ratings for TV shows, and people are happy to get 6, 7, 8 million people to watch. In the old days, it used to be 20 million to make a successful show. Well, let's talk about successful shows with Chucker right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Rosanna's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, How many different versions of this theme for each one of the Law & Order shows? This is the original theme from the original Law & Order. But if you listen to the variation on SVU, or if you listen to the variation on the new Organized Crime, which I think is the best, it's a fabulous, almost orchestration. Have you listened to that? Have you watched the Maloney version of Law & Order that's out now?
I have not this season. But, you know, it's interesting that it broke on the wire yesterday that after 12 years, NBC has agreed to renew or reboot 21st season of the original Law & Order. Sam Waterston, who played
McCoy.
He is expected to be back. Now, Dick Wolf now controls a lot of television properties. He's got the three Chicago shows on Wednesday night, three Law & Order shows. That's a lot of balls to juggle.
And the three FBI shows.
Yeah.
Those are all...
That's power, Doug.
Yeah, he's got a lot of... And he's getting bigger and bigger. So I heard that Waterston was coming back. They were going to get Jesse Green to come back. They were trying to bring all of Chris Noth.
I'm sure though, anybody that was, you know, that was a fixture on the show, they're going to try to get back that wants to do it, obviously, because that's really what the fan base would want to see.
Right, exactly. So, all right, there's a new trailer for the Spencer movie about Diana, which Kristen Stewart plays Princess Diana. Is that a good fit? What do you
think? She's gotten really good buzz off that role. I think they screened it at the Venice Film Festival, and they say her performance is really good. She's an interesting actress. There's certain things I do like her, and certain things I don't. She's very internalized, but from what I read, really good notices. Speaking of good notices, yesterday, Doug, the embargo lifted, and the advance reviews came out on No Time to Die, the newest James Bond film.
When they had the premiere in London, that was huge. Apparently, the buzz on this is huge.
Really good. Really good. I mean, some of the reviews were saying this is the best Bond movie ever. Unless they threw $250 million at this project. This is a huge movie for the industry. I mean, it really is a huge movie for the industry. It's going to be a massive barometer.
It's going to wake up the movie business again. That's what this will do. It'll wake it up. Theaters will buzz again. I went to see the Clint Eastwood movie last night in the rain.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it's time for Clint to stop making movies.
Oh, really? Hanging up?
Pretty slow, right?
It's not a good movie. It really isn't. It's not. I want to like him, and you wouldn't hear me say.
And considering you like 99.9% of everything you see, that's telling.
Yeah. It was not a good movie. It was just kind of chintzy more than anything else. And the line, the dialogue, I don't know, it just didn't fit. I'm disappointed.
Understood.
Because I wanted to like it. 59 past the hour, you've been listening to Chuck Curry and the rest of us on the
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.